We want you to see profit first and making profit as a habit that you get into and that you choose each and every day. It's not something that just will miraculously happen for you. We have to build those habits, and that's where profit first comes into being so much more about mindset than it is about the numbers.
Profit isn't just a goal, it's the foundation of a stable, sustainable, and successful business. And when we talk about profit, we mean cash in the bank profit, not just numbers on paper. Welcome to the Profit First Podcast, Australia and New Zealand, the podcast for business owners and financial professionals who want to master their cash flow, increase profitability, and create lasting financial success. I'm Katie Crismali-Marshall, and in each episode, we'll explore proven strategies, expert insights, and real success stories to help you and your clients build highly profitable businesses with the world's most trusted cash management system. Let's get started.
Profit First has very little to do with the numbers and everything to do with our mindset. Now, I know that may seem like a strange comment coming from somebody who has only ever worked in the financial field and worked with numbers her entire career, and also Profit First being a numbers-based system. But stick with me. And what I want to do is explain why mindset is so important when it comes to successfully implementing Profit First in your business. So we know that Profit First is about having multiple bank accounts for specific purposes and being able to complete an instant assessment on your business to work out what your allocated percentages are and consistently doing your allocations and getting into your rhythm. But what I really wanted to focus on today was around the mindset of Profit First and how to make sure that we go into the implementation and the ongoing success of Profit First with the right mindset around what we need to do and how we do it and why we do it. So we hear all the time from business owners that you're super, super frustrated because your numbers just aren't quite right. You may have messy bookkeeping that's not up to date. You may not be a numbers person. We hear that often. You're doing all the work, it seems. You're working really, really hard, but you've got nothing left in the bank. And being profitable doesn't always mean making more money. Now, remember, when we talk about profit, we're talking about cash in the bank profit, not just a paper profit on your P&L, which we often will look at and think, I wonder where that is. We're talking about cash in bank profit. So we also hear a lot that you can't afford to take profit now. How am I going to take profit and put profit aside if I can't even pay my bills, if I'm not taking the wage that I deserve, if I've got ATO debts and other debts? And that's something that we want to tackle today as well. And the other one, which I mentioned on briefly, was around being not good with the numbers. You may be one of those business owners who has been told time and time again that you're not very good with numbers. You may even have a track record that proves to you that you're not good with numbers. Now, what I like to say with that is you're not good with numbers yet. And that's simply because you just haven't been shown and taught a system that is simple and easy to follow once it is set up correctly. So, what we want you to feel and think instead is that you can focus on making more profit in your business without jeopardizing anything else in your business. So without going without for yourself, without not paying other bills, without making poor mistakes, you can build a profitable business. We want you to see profit first and making profit as a habit that you get into and that you choose each and every day. It's not something that just will miraculously happen for you. We have to build those habits, and that's where profit first comes into being so much more about mindset than it is about the numbers. And obviously, we want you to be able to take control of your financial systems in your business, take care of the finances in your business, and also make sure that you are building a business that is going to be an asset for you in the future rather than a liability which sucks your time and energy and can sometimes end up not in a very good space for you. So, three main things I want to talk to you about today. Firstly, profit is a habit. It's not just a number. It's not just about having the bank accounts, as I said, and transferring money and making sure that you do that on a Friday at 9 p.m. without fail. What it is about, more so than the numbers, is getting into the habit of telling ourselves that we are building a profitable business and making sure right from the start that that is our goal, that we are going to make and keep profit, cash in bank profit in our business. Now, what I also want to touch on here is when we are talking about profit, we're talking about cash in the bank profit, but we are not talking about profit at the expense of others. So we're not talking about prioritizing profit over paying your team or paying your bills or any of those sorts of things. We're not talking about profit like you may hear when, you know, some of the big corporations post these huge profits and it's come often at the expense of the consumer or the employees or those people down below, as it would seem. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about building your business. So profit is the first thing that you think about so that you can pay your team members accordingly on time, be able to give them promotions and wage increases and be able to give them really amazing a work environment from that side of things. We're talking about making sure that you have profit so that you have an amazing product or service, that you are able to run your business in a way that is sustainable, not only for you and your team, but also for your clients and those who are the user of your services or your products. So we're not talking about profit at the expense of people. We are talking about profit so we can do more for our people, whether that's our team, ourselves, or our clients. And so when we talk about profit being a habit, it is exactly that. We know that if we want to get healthy, but we continue to eat really bad food and we don't exercise and we have very, very little movement, we sit in front of a desk all day, then we are not going to be healthy. We have to have those habits in place each and every day, small habits consistently repeated day in and day out so that we can build ourselves and have a healthy lifestyle and a healthy body and a healthy mind. And profit is no different. As I said, it won't miraculously occur. We have to build those habits into our daily work and our daily business. Now, many people feel like it is such a gap between where you are now to building a profitable business. And again, I just always like to remind each and every one that I talk to is that it won't happen overnight. This isn't a magic pill, just like with our health. We can't just wave a magic wand and everything be okay and we're super healthy and we can run a marathon in a week. That's not how life happens. And profit is not like that either. It is about starting those little habits from today and continuing those and building on those over time. And little things that you could start with is simply just opening a bank account, naming it profit, and putting 1% into that account each and every time you have an invoice paid for you. That little step is not going to make or break you being able to pay bills, but it is going to start you getting into that habit and getting into that mindset that you are and can build a profitable business. The second thing I want you to have a think about is your beliefs about money and what success looks like. You know, we hear the sayings all the time that money is evil, that those people are greedy, that the rich get richer and they leave the poor behind. And that is, again, not what we're talking about. But I want you to be conscious of those beliefs and some of those stories that you may tell yourself. And one of those, as I mentioned, was, I'm no good with money. That pops into your mind, I really want you to start to catch yourself on that and just add, I'm not good with money yet. I'm not good at my financials yet. Or I'm not good, I don't have a profitable business yet. And just by simply adding that little yet at the end starts to tell us and reinforce us that it is possible. We haven't done it yet, but we can do it. And so thinking about those other beliefs that you have around money is really, really important as they pop up to just be aware of those and making sure that that one little step of being aware, I should say, when those pop up is going to build on your profit habits and improve those over time as well. And the third thing that I want to talk about is that you don't need to be a financial expert to be profitable. You don't need to be a numbers whiz to be profitable. And in fact, so many of my most successful clients are those who firstly thought they weren't very good at money, and then secondly, just consistently took the steps day by day to change those habits and change their mindset around money until they thought about money being fun and managing their money is fun. Now, for those who have worked with me over time, you know I talk about all the time that business should be fun. Now, that doesn't mean that it's perfect, amazing every single day of every single week. Of course, there are ups and downs, but we want to make sure that we are thinking about our business being fun. Now, if fun's not your word, perfectly okay. Have a think about what word would best explain and describe what you would like out of your business and work towards that. And thinking around your mindset around profit and how you can link those two, what you want out of the business and what profit will do for your business. And then you can take the steps in between to build that. And as we say, to build that permanently profitable business. We all know that business life can be hard. It goes up, it goes down, and there's things that get thrown from left field that we could never have imagined happened to us. But what we do know is when you have Profit First implemented successfully in your business and you can see what's going on financially when something has pushed you off the track, it makes that step so much easier and so much simpler because it is a habit that we have built over time. And as I said, when we get off track a little bit, we can easily slip back into those habits rather than having to try and figure out where we're going to get money from to, you know, pay bills or cover wages or whatever it may be. We can get back on track much, much easier. Much, much easier, I should say. And so, like I mentioned, when we're talking about profit first, I really want you to start thinking about your mindset around money and how profit is a habit that we can build and it's a skill that we can build over time. So, a quick reminder of those three things. Profit is a habit. It's not just about the numbers. The second thing was have a think about our beliefs around money and our numbers in our business. And let's start picking up on those moments when we start to fall back into the, I'm not good at, of course this happens, this happened before, I'm never going to get out of this cycle. And just start picking ourselves up and being aware of those. And then the third thing, please just remember, you don't need to be the financial expert in your business. What I do encourage you to do is work with somebody who can successfully implement Profit First with you whilst they are educating and teaching you around what Profit First is, why things are done the way they are, and to help you use Profit First as a tool to be able to manage your business in a much simpler and easier way when things are going amazing, that is great, but also when things don't quite go to plan. So if you haven't implemented Profit First in your business or you've been sitting on the fence and you're not sure what the next steps to do are, then please feel free to reach out. Go to profitfirstaustralia.com.au and you will find the link there to have a look at all our certified Profit First professionals across Australia and New Zealand. And you can log your details with us and we will match you with the most appropriate Profit First professional who is certified in and specializes in your area. And have a chat to them, reach out, have that initial chat around what is Profit First for you, how will it work, and most importantly, how they can help you with your mindset around Profit First so that you can successfully implement that in your business, not only now, but until you retire or you sell. Have an amazing day.
Thanks for listening to the Profit First podcast, Australia and New Zealand. Ready to take the next step in mastering the Profit First methodology for your own business and your clients? Visit profitfirstaustralia.com.au to learn more about how you can become a certified Profit First professional. Join our exclusive membership of certified Profit First professionals from across Australia and New Zealand so you can get the tools, techniques, and most importantly, the training you need to make a real difference, not only to small business owners, your clients, but also to their families and their communities. See you next time.